we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Another real staple in the town of Wilton. This one, I have to give credit, Caroline. Whenever I get listeners who are very passionate about something, I have to like let them know, hey, we heard you. And the Wilton Library overwhelmingly was a listener request. And so I want to thank you so much for being here. Caroline Mandler, who is the executive director of the Wilton Library.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, why do you think the Wilton Library is so special? When I say we had overwhelming requests for you guys to be part of the diner tour, that is not an exaggeration.
Well, we are literally the center of town, but we are also the cultural and intellectual center. And I think it's because we work with so many community organizations, and that's just Wilton in general. There's so much collaboration. So because we cross so many paths with the community, we're all working together, and that, you know, raises kind of our profile, but also everyone else's too.
One of the things that we were told about was your Brubeck collection.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the Brubeck collection is the personal archive of Dave Brubeck, world famous jazz musician who lived and raised his family in Wilton. So it is actually one of the largest and most important jazz archives in the world.
Wow.
It's very unusual. And we've tried to benchmark that we have a collection of this size in a public library. So the other comparables would be like the Smithsonian or New York Public Library, but those are huge institutions. So to have this in a library in a town of this size is really special.
It is. It's also incredibly rare. Like, yeah. Do you have to also have like, a security hat on to make sure that nobody takes that? Like, that's a big deal. And it is so, I mean, it's accessible to everybody.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a secure room. Obviously, there's an alarm. You can make an appointment anytime to visit. And then the second Tuesday of every month, it's just kind of walk-in for anyone. And so we've really been trying to build up programming around it, concerts, historical programs. But it really recently took off on social media. So we have over 3 million views, and it's been viewed in over 100 countries worldwide.
Wow. So how did that happen? I mean,
we launched social media about a year ago and just had a great strategy. And it's really that people around the world are seeing things and listening to things that they've never seen before.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
That is so cool. That is really, really neat. I mean, again, it seems like the Wilton Library, whenever I was looking at upcoming events, things like that in town, you guys are connected to an awful lot, or it seems like you are a real cornerstone to some of the things that go on in town as well.
Yeah. So I was telling you earlier, today is Mental Health Action Day in Wilton. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I'm wearing green because at 10:30, this is just an example, right, of things that happen throughout the day. At 10:30, we have a mental health statement with town leaders all speaking about mental health. We have a pinwheel display on the front lawn of the library. So that's highlighting the 290 green pinwheels that represent calls that Wilton residents have made to 988 or 211 asking for help. And high school volunteers helped put all those in.
So cool.
So we have that going on tonight. We have an author talk. There's kids programs. There was something for teens yesterday involving M&Ms. So it's just all the things like within a normal day.
That's amazing.
On top of people checking out books and using the computers and all of the traditional library services.
I think that's what's really unique is, you know, and I was talking about this in the very beginning of the show with Dimitri from Orm's Diner, is, you know, libraries in a lot of ways have had to kind of recreate themselves and kind of stay relevant. And it just seems like the Wilton Library, again, is a staple here, which to me would mean that, yes, you're still holding on to what I think people value about a library, but you're also, I think, transforming it into something that has stayed relevant in 2026. How did you guys do that?
I think just embracing an emphasis on programming. When I started in libraries 15 years ago or so, you know, there may have been like one person working on adult programs, if at all, right? It was kind of new at that point. You've always had children's programs, but building up adult programming in libraries over the years has just made it more than just books and computers and technology. And then also, I think in Wilton, just seeing a growth of people working from home, which means they work from the library, which is great. Study rooms are incredibly busy, so it is like the hangout for teens after school as well. So we really just try to serve everyone at all ages. All of our programs are free and open to the public from other towns as well. So we all collaborate. I know you had Weston on earlier, the Weston First Select person. So we all, library local directors, collaborate too. And it's a great community.
That is so neat. Yeah. And so I know you have, today is Mental Health Action Day in Wilton. You have an event coming up almost directly after the show is done, which is so cool. What else is happening that's up and coming that people should know about?
Yeah, the other big thing at the end of the month is the Wilton Pride Festival on May 31st. So it's the fourth annual Wilton Pride Festival from 11 to 4, right in the middle of town. So right next to the library on the town green, all day performances, vendors. You know, 10 or 20 of our community partners will all be there together. So that's been great to see it grow over the years. We expect around 1,000 people.
Wow.
It's gonna be fantastic. So definitely come by.
That's amazing. Yeah. And if people want to know more about, I know you guys have, like you said, a lot of programs, a lot of special services. What do you suggest they do? Is it better to just come to the library, talk to you guys, or, you know, do they go online? Like, what do you
prefer? I mean, everything's on our website, our whole calendar, social media, obviously. You can sign up for our newsletters. You'll get a lot of emails if you do that because there's so much happening. So it's really, it's great to keep on top of all of the different programs for children, teens, adults throughout the day.
Just everything.
Yeah.
I love that. Caroline, thank you for what you do and your entire staff. I think it means an awful lot when you have people who are from here and even the surrounding community say that the library is such an important part of Wilton's everyday and story. And so it obviously means you guys are doing beyond something great. So thank you for what you do and for being part of our diner tour.
Thank you so much for having us. Our staff are amazing. Like, they really are. They love their jobs. That's so obvious when you walk into the building.
That's amazing.
They're incredible.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love to hear it. And Caroline, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
You are the executive director of the Wilton Library. And again, I hope today's Mental Health Action Day event, starting at 10:30, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure you definitely check that out and everything else that's going on, including the Pride Festival at the end of the month and so much more. Thank you again.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour here in Wilton. Stop number 3 at Orem's Diner after this.